Hello, I'm G.
And I'm Jocelyn.
You're listening to Nature Speaking. This is a podcast produced by students from Emily Carr. And today we're going to talk about some stories happening during quarantine. And you will listen to our sound walk. And then we'll introduce some research about noise pollution.
So today, G and I are going to listen and react to each other's sound walks. And while we're listening, we're going to look for sounds that we can recognize or that we find interesting.
I think it's very interesting. I think that's a bird sound, right? That very short one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear a ambulance or the police car sound that is very constant in the background. But I'm not so sure what I hear in the beginning.
So basically my sound walk was just me sitting at home. So I left my phone by the window and I was just recording what sound was happening outside my window. So there was a car passing by my house and there's like a speed bump.
Oh, okay.
And then that bird, apparently, according to Sarah, it's a woodpecker.
That's interesting. I didn't hear a lot of bird like around my neighborhood.
Oh, really? It's really common in my neighborhood. And the ambulance at the very end was like rushing through the streets. So I found it interesting because even though I was sitting in silence, there was still like noise in the background, white noise.
Yeah, I hear like a very constant white noise.
Mm-hmm. So that I think is because of noise pollution and traffic. And I think noise pollution is quite interesting because in Korea, there's actually a huge problem with noise pollution because it actually affects people's moods. So it actually increased a number of crimes out of anger, and people have high cases of murder and arson. They have a higher chance. I think it's quite interesting how sound can actually affect someone's mood.
Yeah, I didn't expect, but it's actually affecting how people react to something. It probably is just a small thing, and then because of this noise pollution, people will easily be offended. I think that was quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think noise pollution is something that we don't usually pay attention to because it's just so common in our life. Like, if you don't go to a sound walk, you probably don't even notice, oh, there's so much noise. How about you listen to my sound walk?
Yep, I'll take a listen. Oh, that was so interesting. I think there's a lot of like traffic in your sound walk.
Yeah, there's three different clips. Can you guess what the last one is? The sound?
I think it's an airplane.
It's actually the transit. I recorded of the SkyTrain.
Oh, I thought it'd be like the airplane because it's like loud and
when I recorded my sound walk, I didn't expect the sound of the SkyTrain will be that loud because every time I go out, I will have my headphones on and I couldn't, like, I know it's very loud, but because you have your headphone and you're playing music, you are not focusing that much on the noise that around you. And for this sound walk, I realized, wow, that's really, really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when I go out, it was a very windy day, and I thought I could record a lot of like plant sound, like the sound that wind go through the leaves. That was in the beginning of the sound walk that you listened, but I think it's not that successful. The traffic is too loud.
I think it's quite interesting though, how traffic can produce such noise.
Yeah, that's right. Because I live very close to the street, so every night if I try to open window, because it's summertime, if you don't open window, it's quite hot. But if I open window, I couldn't go to sleep because the traffic sound is too loud. Where I live in China, I live very close to a city square. So a lot of times people sometimes will stay until 1 o'clock. And it was very annoying because I can hear people talking on the city square and I'm trying to go to sleep. So I also did some research on noise pollution in China. You can't even imagine like a silent night is very luxury for 25% of Chinese cities. Like it's 25%. A lot of people is suffering from that. And a bunch of scientists did a research on 308 Chinese cities. And 74% of them are too loud at night. However, it's not that loud in the daytime. Like 94% of them are okay.
Oh, that's so weird because yeah. I thought it'll be more louder during the daytime rather than nighttime.
I think the reason because of in the daytime, there are so many things happening. You don't realize there's that much of noise. But when it's in the nighttime, you try to go to sleep. Even some small noise, it will bother you a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think the standard for daytime measuring and nighttime measuring is different. Also, they said the noise in China, no matter daytime or nighttime, is always from the construction or traffic. I think it's similar in here too. I'm very sensitive to construction noise. It just bothers me so much.
Yeah. I had to close my window right now too because of the construction noise outside.
I always keep my window closed because of the traffic.
But isn't it hot?
Yeah, it's really hot. So I open my fan and then it creates another noise too. Do you have any suggestions or do you have any ways you can reduce noise around you?
I think it's not that really effective, but spending time in silence.
Yeah, like because it's really hard for you to find a silent space. So it's quite hard.
What about you? Do you have any other ideas?
Like I said, I always put my headphones on, and I was planning to buy another like noise-canceling headphone because recently a lot of headphones have that function that you can canceling the noise. I think that could be helpful, but wearing headphones all the time is also not that comfortable, but is a way you can reduce the noise around you. And also, I think we can just try to put a lower sound. If you want to play music at home, you just don't put it too loud. Some people suggesting if you go out and there's a lot of noise, just don't try to put a too high volume for your headphone, because even though you try to use the song that you played in your headphone to reduce the noise, it also could cause damage to your hearing.
Definitely. And I also think like just minimizing the amount of sounds that we can actually control. Like if we go outside, maybe we could like carpool instead of like driving separate cars, because also traffic creates noise pollution as well.
Yeah, I think that's also a very good solution, because you go drive a car, it's also cause other pollution in the environment. So it's a win-win.
Definitely. Thank you guys for tuning in to Nature Speaking. This is Jocelyn and G. We would like to call for action, inviting you guys to send stories, questions, comments, your own stories about quarantine, how it affected you, other people, and your practices and daily life. You can send it all to our email, naturespeaking@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.